Hi, welcome to Module 3, First Love. We're now going to begin to put some of the spirit-building exercises to good use as we set out on the pathway of relationship. Here we're going to engage God and access heaven in our own spirit. Remember, this is a journey, not a race, so rushing through the material will not really be very beneficial. But I'd encourage you to continue practicing. Remember that the exercises in base camp are just to train our spirit. They're like the scaffolding used to erect a house. It's only needed during the building process. Once you've built the house, then you live in the house. So these practicing exercises need to continue until they're part of your lifestyle. But we're now looking to begin a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit and with the Father and with Jesus in our own spirit. I'd encourage you to work through the first three House of God sessions in order to build on the previous session. Each one will add revelation and understanding of who we are. And don't move on to the next three First Love sessions until you have a real clear revelation of your spiritual identity. Each session does build on the last, and it uses a progressive revelation to help us understand our true identity and our purpose in the kingdom. This may be very basic to some of you, I understand, but remember, we're learning here to train others so that others may not understand as much as you do. The first three sessions, being a house of God, our spirit is a dwelling, our spirit is a mountain, our spirit is a gateway, are key to ongoingly understanding the relationship we have, but also the responsibility we have. And then the next three sessions, 4 to 6, engaging first love, we'll really go into what first love is. How do I experience him as first love and our destiny, first love and transformation. And these are key sessions. I was only going to do one session on this when I first looked at doing it. But God wouldn't let me go for 2 or 3 months. Every time I opened my own first love gate, he held me there, embraced me and took me deeper into him and what it was to be baptized into the Holy Spirit, into Jesus and into the Father, and the revelation that they bring as we engaged in deeper intimacy. Each of these sessions is really looking to get up close and personal with our own spirit, with God within us and the doorway that we have into heaven. These sessions are key if we're going to keep on the right pathway to a deeper relationship and then embrace our responsibility as sons of God. So we must learn to become transparent with God and each other if we're going to follow this pathway deeper. When we get up close and personal with God, there will be things that he brings to the surface. But remember, he loves us. There is no guilt, shame, and condemnation because we have first love. First love casts out all fear. So allow the transformational power of true first love to heal, restore, and bring you to wholeness. And in the whole process, remember, practice is the key in engagement. Practice, practice, practice to activate our experience, our revelation. Hebrews 5:14, solid food is for mature, who, because of practice, have trained their senses to discern good and evil. So don't give up. Don't get discouraged. If I can take this journey from the left side of the brain to the right side, then anyone can. So remember, just keep going. We're not seeking after spiritual experiences, but after an intimate relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Keep knocking and the door will be opened. Keep asking and you will be given the answers. Keep seeking and you will find the desires of your heart. This is first love number one. There will be other sessions that are added to this as they're developed. The key, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, who's the author and completer of our faith. And you will find in him as a co-heir in the kingdom that your responsibility as sons will be revealed and released to you. But first love is an absolute vital key, daily learning to open the first love gate, inviting the presence of God into our spirit, surrendering our spirit to the Lordship of the Holy Spirit, to Jesus, to the Father, and from there learning to let that flow from the inside of us, out of us, so that we can also engage in the source of life, which is back in heaven, in the garden in Eden. I hope you enjoy this module, and as we're going forward, I encourage you just to keep going. Keep practicing.